Cambodia has begun withdrawing heavy weapons from border areas shared with Thailand, in what officials describe as a significant step toward implementing the Kuala Lumpur Joint Peace Declaration, signed by both nations last month. Defense Minister Tia Seha said the removal of heavy artillery and military equipment marks a clear demonstration of Cambodia's goodwill and firm commitment to peace and stability along the border. Writing on his official Facebook page, he expressed strong hope that both sides will fully honor the Kuala Lumpur Declaration with honesty, transparency, and sincerity. The first phase of the withdrawal began on November 1st in the Choam Kasant and Rovayang districts of Priya Vihear province. The weapons were transported back to their original locations near Phnom Penh and inspected on Tuesday by a delegation from the ASEAN Observer Team. The Cambodian Ministry of National Defense said the move reflects the country's dedication to strengthening peace, stability, cooperation, and development in the region. A ministry statement released on November 4th confirmed that Cambodian coordination teams had facilitated the ASEAN observers' visit to verify the disarmament process. The heavy weapons and military hardware were transferred to Kampong Spu and Kandal provinces, consistent with the agreed schedule between Cambodia and Thailand. According to The Nation, a Thai newspaper, the Regional Border Committee, RBC, recently approved a three-phase withdrawal plan set to begin in early November. The first phase started on November 1st. The second is scheduled for November 22nd and will last 3 weeks, and the third phase will commence on December 13th and continue for 6 weeks. Malaysia's national news agency, Bernama, quoted U.S. Ambassador to Malaysia Edgar D. Kagan on November 3rd as saying that the United States is committed to supporting the full implementation of the Kuala Lumpur Peace Accord. Kagan said Washington is strengthening its engagement in efforts to ensure that future border conflicts between Cambodia and Thailand are permanently prevented. The Kuala Lumpur Joint Declaration, signed on October 26th by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet and Thai Prime Minister Anutin Charnvirakul, outlines a roadmap for peace along the border. The agreement calls for the withdrawal of heavy weapons, demining operations, the dismantling of scam networks, and joint efforts to improve living conditions for communities along both sides of the frontier, with U.S. President Donald Trump serving as a witness to the signing.